It's Adam with Quixie 98.3, and I've got Jennifer from the American Red Cross on the phone. The American Red Cross is having a home fire safety campaign. So fire safety is very important, especially as we get ready to go into the spring and summer months. You're going to be getting the grill out, and being prepared and having a plan is very important.
Yes, it's very important. So one thing that you'll see with the Red Cross is that you'll see us responding to hurricanes and tornadoes a lot of times during the year. But the number one thing that we respond to nationally is home fires. And a home fire occurs every 3 minutes in the U.S. So because of that, we launched the home fire campaign. So our goal is to reduce home fire deaths and injuries by 25%. Just by having one working smoke alarm in your home, it reduces the chance of injury or death in a home fire by 50%. And experts say you only have 2 minutes to get out of home safely in the event of a fire. So one part of our program is to offer free smoke alarms to the community. And the other part of our campaign is to offer that education piece, because like you said, having a plan is extremely important. It's just almost as big a part of the piece as having that working smoke alarm. So yeah, it is extremely important to have a plan, especially if you have children in the home. It's important that everybody knows how to get out of the home in the event of a fire, where to meet outside. And talking fire safety with children actually empowers them instead of making them afraid, letting them know, you know, what a smoke alarm sounds like, what it means when it goes off, and kind of practicing getting out of the home in 2 minutes. That's life-saving knowledge. Because kids often may have the instinct to hide in an emergency, so talking to them about what to do ahead of time saves precious minutes in an emergency. So we provide each home that signs up with a fire escape plan, and we have volunteers that walk you through how to create that plan and tailor it to your specific home, and it's something that can be placed on your refrigerator or a common area. And we also have partners who are going in and installing smoke alarms. And this program was put on hold last year due to the pandemic, and it still is going to look a little bit different this year. We want to continue to provide this program, making sure we're still keeping everyone safe and healthy. So right now, we do have partners in the fire department that can install the alarms, and our volunteers provide the education virtually, either over the phone, over the computer. But when you get your alarms, you will get documentation, you'll get the smoke alarm escape plan that you can put on your refrigerator and have those items with you to talk with our volunteers how to tailor that to your home.
Well, sure. And as a parent myself, having a plan is very important. And like you said, 2 minutes, that's not a lot of time. Practice have a family fire drill and make it fun and make sure that the kids understand. I know that they say you should have at least one working fire smoke alarm on each level, and then also outside of each bedroom, in the bedrooms. And, you know, we talk about spring forward, you know, even though that's past, that's the perfect time to make sure that they're working properly. So these are all important steps that we can do to make sure that we're safe. I mean, 2 minutes, like you said, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah. And one other thing to keep in mind, too, is smoke alarms. While we do change our batteries twice a year, that battery, when you're testing it, that beep means that the battery's working. But smoke alarms do have an expiration date. The ones that we provide have an internal battery, and they're good for 10 years. So if you've had your home and you have smoke alarms, but you've had your home for 20 years, it's probably time to look into getting new smoke alarms. So even if you have alarms in your home, but you're not sure how old they are, please feel free to reach out to us, and we can install new ones in your home.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip. If somebody's interested in that, how can they reach out?
So they can call us at 270-715-1129, or you can email us at ckyhomefire@redcross.org.
All right, Jennifer, I do want to thank you again for your time this afternoon. I know this is very important information for our listeners. And like I said, we're getting into those months where maybe we need to start thinking about fire safety and have a plan.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.